This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it is time now for the Noon Ag Show, brought to you by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And McAdams Millwright Service. And now, with the Noon Ag Show, here's Gabe Osborne.
Thank you very much, Levi. Now here in Ag News on a Friday afternoon. Ransomware attacks like the one that shut down JBS meat plants last weekend are only likely to increase, according to one pork industry consultant, and the livestock sector must be prepared. Cyber extortion is on the increase as attackers make off with millions, and the National Pork Producers Economic Consultant Steve Meyer says the industry must be ready.
I would think we would be a very attractive target for these kind of attacks, and I think it just underscores the importance of companies being prepared for them and having security systems in place.
It's not clear if JBS paid a ransom to the Russian-linked groups that the FBI now blames for the attack, while hackers of the Colonial Pipeline back in May walked off with $4.4 million.
This is a new world, and it's not enough to know how to raise and slaughter and process a meat product and keep it safe and make it wholesome and make it great flavor. You have to manage all the business aspects, and I think this underscores the need to be very vigilant about that.
Especially in a business with such a non-storable product, as the pandemic showed, and such tight profit margins. Meyer talks about the bottom line.
Consumers end up paying all costs. Whether those costs are taxes or ransomware or whatever, consumers have to pay them all. And so we have a responsibility to our customers to do a good job on this.
Meyer says attacks are likely to continue, even increase, and will become a problem for all sectors, especially the livestock sector. In National Ag News off Capitol Hill, House Ag Committee Chairman David Scott, who happens to be a Democrat, sent a letter to President Biden regarding his American Jobs Plan and American Family Plan. While he supports the historic nature of the plans, he's unhappy with some of Biden's tax proposals to help pay for said plans. Scott says the tax plan will likely hurt farmers, even though the tax liability would be put off for as long as farm stays within the same family. In particular, the stepped-up basis is too critical, enabling family farming operations to continue from generation to generation, Scott said in his letter. The potential for capital gains to be imposed on heirs at death of the landowners would impose significant financial burdens on those operations. As he understands the exemptions, they would delay the tax liability for those continuing the farming operation until the time of sale, which could result in further consolidation of farmland ownership. That would make it more difficult for young and socially disadvantaged farmers to get into business. While I appreciate that the proposal provides some of the exemptions, the provisions still result in significant tax burdens on many family farming operations, Scott added in his letter to Biden. JBS employees began to return to work as of Wednesday at U.S. meat plants, one day after the company's beef operations stopped following a cyber attack. The attack disrupted meat production in the North American and Australian continent. A source familiar with the matter told Reuters that a Russian-linked hacking group is behind the cyber attack against JBS. Brazil's JBS controls approximately 20% of the cattle and hog slaughter capacity in the United States. Getting the plants back in operation should prevent a severe disruption to the American supply chain. The world's largest meat packer, JBS, said Wednesday that most operations had already resumed, including all of their pork, poultry, and prepared food facilities around the world. That included most of the company's beef facilities in the U.S. and Australia. The company's chief executive issued a statement saying they've already anticipated being close to full capacity across their global operation by Thursday. The attack followed one back in May by groups with ties to Russia on the Colonial Pipeline, which is the largest fuel pipeline in the United States. The attacks will be discussed at President Biden's mid-June summit with President Vladimir Putin of Russia. The American Farm Bureau has joined all 50 state farm bureaus and the Puerto Rican Farm Bureau that sent a letter to President Biden regarding the country's southern border. They're asking the White House to address the surge of undocumented illegal immigrants entering the United States. The increase of illegal immigration is severely impacting farm and ranch families, putting property and personal safety at risk. In the letter that was sent to the Secretary of Homeland Security, the USDA, and the Interior Department, "We've been listening to the concerns of our members and hearing how their livelihoods are being affected by the surge at the border," the letter said. "Farmers are sharing how their crops and property are being damaged, which is causing financial hardships. Farm Bureau says landowners are seeing their fences cut, crops destroyed, water sources compromised, vandalism, and litter on their property." The letter points out that local and state border security resources are exhausted, and they ask the federal government to provide additional resources to secure the Mexican border. And stay tuned. State and local ag news is coming up next.
The weather, market conditions, sudden illness. These things may be out of your control, but you can control how they affect your farm. At Country Financial, our crop health coverage, fueled by Grain Guard, includes Good Samaritan, stored grain, and tornado coverage at no additional cost. Take simple steps to protect the future of your farm. Visit countrycrop.com today or call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states.
As a farmer, you have in-season needs, and M&M Service Company has products that perform. Offering seed solutions and expert agronomic recommendations, your M&M Service crop specialist can provide you with specific products tailored to your field that promise the highest profit potential come harvest. Take advantage of in-stock seed and exceptional delivery service to ensure you leave no ground uncovered this planting season. Contact your local crop specialist today or visit mmservice.com.
Do you know all the benefits of being a Macoupin County Farm Bureau member? No? Good news, there's an app for that. Farm Bureau members can save money on multiple items, from health and wellness to electronics, and flowers and jewelry to attractions and travel. With the Abenity app, these benefits are accessible right in the palm of your hand. Check out IFB member benefits in the App Store or visit ilfb.abenity.com. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 today.
Providing feed, fuel, and fiber for the world is a tough job. SuckUp Manufacturing and McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield are here to help you do it. SuckUp Grain Handling, Drying, and Storage Products provide solutions to help you protect and preserve the world's grain supply. And SuckUp Steel Buildings protect and preserve the tools you use to produce it. Visit McAdams Millwright Service in Greenfield or call 217-248-6879 for solutions today. SuckUp Manufacturing Company, engineering solutions since 1963.
And we're back here on your afternoon farm show. And as we've reached the month of June, that means it's National Dairy Month across the country. It's a time to celebrate the hardworking dairy farmers, to the cattle, to the great tasting milk, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream and butter they provide for us. And in celebration, we'll continue our conversation with Jill Williams with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. In this part of our conversation, we talk about plant-based beverages that call themselves milk, and the difference between those and real cow's milk.
Well, it is confusing. I think it's very confusing for consumers. And, you know, the biggest thing, first of all, is that they're not milk. So they're plant-based drinks, which I think the confusion is that people think that they're actually, you know, milk, or they're comparable to milk, because they're, in the dairy case, usually they're right next to the milk. So people are thinking, oh, maybe this is a healthier alternative to milk. You know, a lot of consumers think that the main ingredient in a plant-based beverage is the plant itself, but a lot of times it's flavored water. So, you know, when you look at the ingredient list, some of them have 10 or more ingredients. So including like things like salt, sugar, stabilizers, food additives, thickening agents, natural flavors, emulsifiers. They're fortified with vitamins and minerals to help them compare to cow's milk. But when you look at the label for cow's milk, it has three ingredients: milk, vitamin A, vitamin D, and that's it. You know, it's the real thing. So they're trying to make these plant-based beverages similar to milk, you know, nutritionally. But in order to do that, they have to add a whole lot of stuff to them to make them, you know, look or even, you know, try and taste like milk. But, you know, that confusion between real milk and non-dairy milk is why we're challenging everyone to take part in our Dare to Compare campaign this June Dairy Month.
And Jill goes on to explain what the Dare to Compare challenge is.
There's different ways that you can compare. First of all, you can compare the food labels. So food labels can be confusing, but, you know, look on the back. Look at the ingredients first, like I said. So ingredients are always listed by weight on a food label. So the ingredient that's used the most in a product is at the start of the ingredient list. Look at the serving size. So it might differ from real milk to an alternative beverage or even from one alternative beverage to the next. It could differ from what you would consider a serving size. You want to compare the percent daily value of things like protein, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, and minerals. A lot of times when nutrients are fortified in a beverage, they can settle at the bottom of the container. So that actually might make the nutrient content that you consume a lot less because, you know, you drink it, but you don't maybe drink what has settled at the bottom of the container. White milk has no added sugar. A lot of non-dairy drinks do contain added sugar. If you get the unsweetened version of those alternative beverages, they're not very good. So, I mean, I think when you try them, you know, that's why a lot of times people buy like the vanilla flavored or different things. But those do have a lot of added sugar. You just have to keep that in mind. And you might find that you have to eat or drink more of an alternative plant-based beverage to get the same amount of nutrition in real dairy food or drink. Milk is going to be consistent every time. Also, other things that you can compare are the price. So milk and dairy cost about 2 to 3 times less than plant-based substitutes. And understanding that plant-based products don't use accurate labeling when they use the words milk or dairy. So other countries have actually banned the use of the word milk or dairy on labels of plant-based products. The FDA's definition of milk states that it's obtained by the complete milking of one or more healthy cows. So I think that's where a lot of the confusion is that, you know, the word milk is on one of those. And so people think, oh, it's similar to milk or it, you know, maybe even contains some milk or something like that. So there is a lot of confusion there. And then also tasting the difference. So, you know, like I said, I think that's the biggest, you know, thing that drives consumers. I think a lot of times, I mean, definitely, you know, price and nutrition, they're looking at those things as well. But the taste is the biggest thing.
And again, that was Jill Williams with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. And we'll continue our conversation in the days and weeks ahead throughout June, as June is National Dairy Month. Moving on now into local ag news for your Friday. The Montgomery County USDA Service Center is now accepting appointments for in-person visits. The USDA office here in Montgomery County will be using the following policy to complete the 2021 acreage reporting. All producers who have completed planting and wish to complete their acreage reporting, whether virtually or in person, needs to contact the office in advance by 532-3361 extension 2 because they're only allowing limited appointments and same-day acreage reporting services are not to be expected. After you've contacted the FSA office to request an appointment to complete your acreage reporting, they'll work with the individual producer on the preferred form of appointment. If you schedule an in-person appointment, you need to bring your maps and plan to complete your acreage reporting from start to finish, including signing the FSA 578 form during your appointment. If your request is for a virtual appointment, they ask for you to email or drop off your completed maps prior to your scheduled appointment. And at your appointment time and date, you can expect to receive the FSA 578 for your review and signature by email or through OneSpan for electronic signature. The Montgomery County Farm Service Agency looks forward to working with producers either in person or virtually over the next 6 weeks to complete acreage reporting. The deadline to file 2021 acreage reports is July 15th. And also don't forget the festivities coming up tomorrow Saturday at the Montgomery County Bicentennial. The Old Time Tractor Show will be held there tomorrow and on Sunday at the County Fairgrounds in Butler. Also, the Mid-Illinois Livestock Producers will be serving ribeyes, hamburgers, and all-beef hot dogs tomorrow Saturday. That starts at 11. And the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders will be having a booth on site with trivia and prizes to win as well. And that'll wrap up your Ag News here on a Friday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for a Friday afternoon, June 4th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.